views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
It's been a long... Finally, a light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness.
This week, you'll be hearing from guest host Mara Williams. Mara is one of America's leading experts on tick-borne diseases, a healthcare provider of almost 35 years. Mara is a board-certified adult nurse practitioner, energetic healer, sought-after speaker, and author of Nature's Dirty Needle. Now here's your guest host, Mara Williams. Change gonna come. Oh, yes it will.
I go to the movie. Well, this isn't Katina, this is Mara Williams, and today I am speaking with Carolyn McMackin. She is the Clinical Director of Fibromyalgia and Myofascial Pain Clinic of Portland, Oregon. She developed frequency-specific microcurrent, or FSM, in 1995 and began teaching FSM courses in 1997. In addition to maintaining a part-time clinical practice, she teaches seminars on the use of FSM in the United States, Australia, and Europe. She has lectured at the National Institutes of Health, at the medical conferences in the United States, England, Ireland, and Australia on the subjects of fibromyalgia and myofascial pain syndrome, fibromyalgia associated with cervical spine trauma, and on the differential diagnosis and treatment of pain and pain syndromes and sports injuries. Her peer-reviewed publications include papers on FSM-induced changes in inflammatory cytokines and substance P seen with FS treatment of fibromyalgia associated with spine trauma, treatment of pain in the head, neck, and face, and low back caused by myofascial trigger points, delayed onset muscle soreness, shingles, and neuropathic pain. She treats and consults with various NFL and Major League Baseball teams and players on the use of FSM in the treatment of sports injuries. Her textbook, titled Frequency-Specific Microcurrent in Pain Management, was published in 2010. And now I welcome you, Carol. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thanks, Mara. It's really nice to be with you.
Well, I thought we'd start out with a little bit of the story of how you came to know about microcurrent and how you developed the protocols that you've been teaching since 1997.
Well, I knew about microcurrent because there was a microcurrent machine. A Myomatic Eye was the device in the office where I started practice as an intern. And then when I got my own practice, we had a precision micro with two channels. And then in 1994 was the first time I used a frequency combination, and that was to stop bleeding or bruising. 1995, I got a list of frequencies that came with a machine that was built in 1922. I got the list from Harry Van Gelder. He was an osteopath who bought a practice in 1946 that came with this machine that was sitting in the back room, with a sheet over it. And the machine is not anything that's still around. The machine's gone, but the list was there. And in 1995, I started using it to treat myofascial trigger points and digestive issues and general health and nervous system issues, but just sort of generally. And then in 1996, I sort of stumbled across the protocols to treat myofascial pain and trigger points. And by October, the results we were getting were quite extraordinary. So it became obvious that we needed to find out if it was reproducible. We'd done everything we could to make sure it wasn't a placebo effect. We blinded me. The patients couldn't feel anything. The patient can't feel the current. The frequencies appeared to be pretty consistent. So in response and producing response. So 97, I started teaching it. 98, we literally stumbled across, figured out the protocol that's useful for treating nerve pain. So like if you have a disc in your neck or if you have a nerve traction injury, there was one particular frequency combination that would take that nerve pain away. 99, I worked at a medical pain management clinic, and we found a protocol that took away full body pain that was caused by inflammation in the spinal cord created by discs. So 1999, I treated 25 of those patients. 2000, we treated another 25. And that became the basis of the lecture that I gave at the Institute for Functional Medicine and at the National Institutes of Health. And when I said to this group, these patients come in with their pain at between a 7 and a 9, an average of a 7.3. They leave with their pain at a 0, and nobody is going to believe it unless we have something objective. So Terry Phillips was an immunochemist at NIH, and he came up and said, you send me a drop of blood on blotter paper, and I will tell you what's wrong with them, what's changing. And that's where we got the cytokine data that was published as the cytokine changes in fibromyalgia associated with spine trauma. That was published in 2005, 54 patients, and out of that 54 patients, 58% of them recovered from fibromyalgia in about 4 months. All of them had their pain go down from a 7.3 to a 1.3 in 90 minutes or 60 minutes. And I started teaching it to find out if it's reproducible, and I keep teaching it because it would be immoral not to. We have animal data showing that the frequencies to reduce inflammation are more effective at reducing inflammation than any drug, well, more effective and faster at reducing inflammation than any drug that's ever been tested. It's like the frequencies switch off the genes that create inflammation. It just overrides any sort of cell signaling and turns off inflammation, because the inflammation goes down by 62% in 4 minutes in lipoxygenase-mediated inflammation. And then COX-mediated goes down by 30% in 4 minutes, and that is equivalent to injectable Toradol, but it's about half the time.
And no potential side effects.
No side effects that we know about. We have 1,600, 2,700 practitioners around the world, I don't assume that once we get out to 5 or 10,000 practitioners, there isn't going to be a side effect that turns up someplace that we don't know about. But for right now, there are no negative side effects to reducing inflammation unless the patient has an infection. The two papers published on myofascial trigger points, and then the delayed onset muscle soreness takes advantage of the genes that get turned on when there's an acute injury. So delayed onset muscle soreness is what happens when you do eccentric exercise too much and your muscles are going to be sore for the next 2 to 3 days. It's a good model for new injuries. And when you treat with the frequencies immediately after the exercise, the muscle soreness just never shows up. It just doesn't happen. And there was a paper published in 1999 that said that plain unmodulated microcurrent, the old-fashioned kind from the 70s, the 0.3 hertz, the 0.6 hertz, plain unmodulated microcurrent, not frequency specific, doesn't work. It's like it's a blinded trial. It's 20 minutes, the same current levels, the same time frame. And it didn't work. It had absolutely equivalent to placebo. So the frequencies were, there's less than 5 chances out of 100,000 that it was placebo. So it's extraordinarily effective in repairing new injuries. And we think it operates by turning off the genes that are turned on during the acute phase of an injury right afterwards. And then there's one frequency combination. The only thing it's good for is shingles. It's all it's good for. It's the only thing it does. They're
and it
usually
works.
Out of pain. And it works, yeah.
I found myself that if somebody got into me while they were still feeling the tingling and the weird feelings, that if they got a treatment right away, it would not break out. It just the lesions wouldn't even come out. It would go away.
The best time to get it is during the program before the lesions break out. The best time is in the first week to 2 weeks. The farther out you are, the more established the infection is, the longer the frequency has to run to turn it off.
Yeah.
And then there's one frequency combination. There's nothing published on it, but the only thing it's good for is kidney stone pain.
Wow.
That's the only thing it does is turns off kidney stone pain in 5 to 10 minutes. You run it for an hour, and the pain stays gone for 6 to 12 hours.
That's fantastic.
And then if the stone keeps passing, then you have to run it some more. And then there's a different set of frequencies for the stone itself.
I need to stop you right there. Carol, hang on just a sec. We need to go to break now. We'll be back shortly, and we'll pick up this conversation.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea. And he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed on to the sun.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Clairvoyance, a gift few have.
And even fewer match the powers of one of America's best.
Dr. Linda Salvin. Dr. Linda's uncanny ability drills to the core of your issues to bring you quick and accurate answers and predictions. In more than two decades, Dr. Linda has helped over 75,000 people.
On national radio, by phone, in person.
When you need answers, Dr. Linda makes it clear. Book your time with this legendary seer now. Click on lindasalvin.com.
Or call 888-509-1077.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea,
and he told us of his life in the land of submarines.
Hi, this is Mara, and we're back with Limelight Radio, and we're talking with Carol McMacken, the originator of protocols to help the body heal. So on break, Carol, we were talking a little bit about the difference between injury and bringing inflammation down and bacterial infection and inflammation. So could we get into that a bit? Because people with Lyme are going to be very interested in this piece.
Well, it's one of the mixed blessings with being able to turn off inflammation at a cellular level. Lyme patients have a lot of symptoms from chronic immune system activation that's created by their infection. It's the inflammation that creates most or many of the symptoms. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, we can turn off the inflammation. We can decongest. There are frequencies for doing that. There are frequencies for decongesting the lymphatics to help the lymphatics drain and deal with the infection. There are actually frequencies for the infection that can be used as an adjunct with other therapies to help fight the infection. The challenge, the balance that has to be struck when you're treating Lyme patients is between the benefits of reducing inflammation and the fact that the body is using inflammation to contain the infection. So it's fairly easy to make a patient more comfortable. It's fairly easy to, there's a protocol for brain fog that helps with that. There's a protocol for nerve pain. There's a protocol for inflammation in virtually any tissue that you want. So doing that is easy. I have the idea. I mean, I'm primarily these days, I treat chronic pain patients and mostly chronic pain patients. And I don't have a big Lyme practice, but I consult with practitioners that do. And I have this idea for using FSM in the treatment of Lyme. The problem with Lyme is that the immune system contains it and sends it into a cystic form. And it hides there.
So and the biofilm.
So the infection hides and is contained by the inflammation. So if we used frequency specific to turn off the inflammation, the Lyme bacterium could theoretically be coaxed out of its hiding places, kind of like an olly-olly entry, right? Just like, mm-hmm. Hey, it's safe. Come on. Nobody here. And it comes out, and that is the time to use your IV silver or IV antibiotics or ultraviolet or whatever it is that the practitioner is using to actually combat the spirochete and the co-infections. That's the time to use those. So you use the frequency specific to get the patient more comfortable, and you use a little bit more to get the bacteria to come out, and then you nail it with whatever you use to do that.
Yep.
And then you just let things settle down for 2 or 3 weeks, because the biggest problem is reoccurrences when the patient comes out of the cystic form. And I think FSM can be a huge benefit to those patients for those two things. We know that FSM is useful in Lyme patients for reducing inflammation, brain fog, gut symptoms, liver system symptoms, lymphatic symptoms. But this using it as an adjunct when combined with anti-infection, conventional or unconventional anti-infection therapies, I think that is a use of frequency specific that I would like to see pursued more.
I think it's a stupendous idea. I have worked with FSM enough to understand what you're saying. A lot of Lyme patients have, and I know it's almost illegal to even say this word, Rife machines. How Yeah. How are they? I know FSM is FDA approved versus Rife, which is not. But other than that, what are the similarities? What are, do they use similar frequencies? Is it the microamp?
Right. The frequencies are quite different. Rife used light frequencies. He had a light microscope that he could tune. And when he tuned to certain frequencies of light waves, he could watch the bacteria or the infectious agents explode, literally. He would just, it would resonate with them and explode the way you'd shatter a lead crystal glass with your voice. So the Rife frequencies are being used now as microcurrent devices, and the problem is they didn't start out that way. So there's, once Rife was gone, I don't know the history of what happened to his frequencies. He had one practitioner, he had one student who had the only other list and the only other microscope. And when the FDA and the AMA, when the FDA broke into his lab and destroyed his equipment and confiscated his records and confiscated his lists, that was it. Rife died an alcoholic years later. So there's nobody that I know about that's done the work to take the list that we assume came from the one other person that had it. And there were light frequencies. They were never intended to be used as electrical pulses, and that's how they're being used now. So does it work? Well, there are people that say it does and people that say it doesn't. FDA approval, that's never going to happen.
yeah.
And it's the only reason that FSM is, the devices are FDA approved. The use of frequencies is not regulated by the FDA as long as we don't make claims. So that's the challenge that the Rife frequencies have, is from a technical standpoint. And what else were they going to say about Rife?
Well, to interrupt your thought, I'm sorry, your train of thought. So for the studies that you've actually done, I mean, the double-blinded controlled studies you've done on inflammation and some of the other things you've done. I mean, can't you, if you prove that the inflammation actually comes down in 4 minutes time with the use of certain frequencies, I mean, you could, if you can prove that scientifically, you can make that claim, right?
We can say anything we want to about frequencies because frequencies are not regulated. So literally, as long as I don't make claims for being able to cure anything,
right.
Frequencies are not regulated by the FDA. The devices are regulated. So I teach the frequencies in a course. The devices are owned, are sold by a different company. They're manufactured by a different company. I do not own or have anything to do with the devices. And that's how we keep clear with the FDA. Proving, for example, what it takes to prove even the effects of one frequency. We've got good data in reducing inflammation, but the FDA is very particular about claims, so I'm very careful about that. And we just keep it separate. I teach frequency protocols, and the company that manufactures and distributes the devices makes absolutely no claims about the use of those devices, except as if they were TIMS devices, which is what they're approved for by the FDA. So the Rife frequencies and FSM frequencies are all below 1,000 hertz. They work on the same basic principle, that of biologic resonance, which is, resonance is the tendency of a system to resonate, like the Tacoma Narrows Bridge. When it came apart because of the frequency that the bridge oscillated at. When Julie Andrews breaks a lead crystal glass with her voice, she does that because the note she hits is so precise that it resonates with the binding energy that holds lead atoms together in that matrix. And so that concept is how it is we think that the frequencies resonate with the cell membrane receptors. resonate with the cell membrane receptors that change internal cellular function. So there are frequencies that dissolve scar tissue. That's the only thing they do, is they dissolve scar tissue. And it's only abnormal scar tissue. So once a scar is established, it leaves the normal repair tissue alone, and it only seems to take apart the disorganized scar tissue that is in places you don't want it to be. It's fascinating.
It is. Hold that thought. We are going to take a break, and we will be back shortly. Okay.
Every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. A love like yours will surely come my way. Yeah, every day seems a little faster. All my friends, they say, go on.
Doctor loves quickies.
Mary's about ready to give love the shove, because no matter what she tries, guys don't know that she's alive. To turn guys on, she needs to turn on those green lights, nonverbal cues that say, over here. Most guys won't approach unless they're cleared for landing. So ladies, to kickstart your love life, turn on those green lights and flash your pearly whites. I'm Dr. Jamie Turndorf of AskDrLove.com.
Pure Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements, from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Here's the thing, we started out friends. It was cool, but it was all pretend. Yeah, yeah, since you've been gone.
And hi, this is Mara Williams. We're back with Limelight Radio, and we're talking with Carol McMackin, the expert on frequency-specific microcurrent. So I kind of stopped you right in the middle of a sentence there. We were talking about applying this to people with chronic infection. Is there anything more you can add to that conversation that might give people an idea that they want to pursue this kind of therapy?
Well, when you use FSM in the treatment of Lyme, my personal recommendation is that you find a FSM practitioner who is experienced in treating Lyme comprehensively. FSM should not, in my opinion, be used as sole therapy for the treatment of patients with Lyme disease. Lyme is too serious. It's just too serious. And FSM has to be used as part of a comprehensive approach that would include, in my experience, intravenous therapies and nutritional therapies and therapies to deal with the biofilm and therapies to deal with the other chronic co-infections. FSM is an incredible adjunct, but it needs to be used by somebody that knows what they're doing in the comprehensive treatment of Lyme. So that would be my one recommendation, is that you use it as a combination therapy.
Yeah. Yeah, I also know that with people with chronic illness, using too many millions of the amperage that are on the machines can be too much for them. So it really takes someone who has an understanding of the sensitivity of a lot of the patients that have chronic Lyme disease, that you really have to go slow and carefully.
The other thing with that is that the current by itself increases, just the current, increases ATP production, which is what the body uses for cellular energy. The current by itself increases ATP production by 500%. That ATP is produced by the mitochondria, the little energy factories inside the cell that make the energy that you use for everything. And if someone is chronically ill, the mitochondria aren't normal. They're strained. They have oxidative stress. They aren't functioning optimally. So all of a sudden, if you give them enough current that they can increase the amount of energy they produce by five times, that can put a strain on the mitochondria, and it can make somebody feel temporarily very much better, but then eventually worse. So you're right. In the course that I teach, one of the precautions is that when a patient is chronically ill or debilitated, that the current levels be turned down to 10 or 20, 30, 40 micrograms, very low, and that the treatment times be kept short to keep from overwhelming the mitochondria. So you're absolutely correct. Somebody needs to have some experience with that particular patient group. Like, I treat Olympic and professional athletes, and in those patients, we use 300 to 500 microamps all the time. That's what it takes to work and produce the results we need. If you use 300 microamps on a patient who's just gotten out of the hospital or someone that's chronically ill, they'll tolerate it for 30 seconds, a minute, and then they just get irritated and fatigued. So in ill patients, you run very low current levels and you keep the treatment short.
Yes. Yes. I was listening to your talk about, you talk about the mitochondria. A lot of these bugs that are involved in chronic Lyme disease are those that break into our cells and take our mitochondria, the energy from our mitochondria, for themselves. So is there, are there frequencies and, with FSM that help the immune system come back to the person rather than support the infectious process?
There are frequencies for the immune system, and there are frequencies to increase secretions in the immune system to help stabilize the immune system, to treat the immune system for infection, for toxicity. So yeah, there are frequencies for the immune system that appear to work really pretty well, and I think those are used successfully. I mean, my most common experience with those frequencies for the immune system are strengthening immune support are in patients who are, you know, fighting off a cold, which is quite a different process than, you know, dealing with chronic Lyme.
Right.
But fighting off a cold, you can usually short-circuit it and keep from getting a cold without a whole lot of trouble. It's just not that hard. And we would assume that if you used it properly in patients with chronic infections, that you could do something similar. We have a number of practitioners that use it that way.
Yes. I think that's one of the great things. I've just come full circle in looking at people who've been chronically ill for more than a few years, looking at what mm-hmm. needs to happen before you can even think about treating them for the infections they have. And part of that is getting the immune system back for them, decreasing the inflammation, mm-hmm. and improving detox pathways. So FSM can do all of those things.
It certainly helps. Yeah, it certainly helps in terms of improving detoxification pathways. The liver is very energy dependent, and so you can run the current through the upper abdomen and help the liver to function better by just increasing the ATP production in the liver by 500%. And then there are frequencies that appear to change cell signaling. There are at least three frequencies for removing toxins. And people don't tend to get sick when or have detox reactions when we use those frequencies. So we think that those frequencies work by changing back or returning to normal the cell signaling that was altered by the toxic material, by the exposure to the toxic material. So that's where FSM comes in handy in the scenario that you're talking about, is the helping patients get well enough that they can combat the infection themselves.
Yeah.
And improve the quality of life that they have while they're doing it.
Yeah. And on top of that, FSM also offers emotional frequencies, correct? So you can...
Oh, that, yeah.
Have you found...
That is... Go ahead.
I was just going to ask, have you found those to be helpful in people with PTSD or, So many of the people that I meet in the chronic Lyme world have been so traumatized by the healthcare system, by the loss of family support, by the loss of their jobs, interaction with people. Can some of those frequencies for PTSD and depression and anxiety be used as an adjunct therapy to other therapies like herbal help for anxiety, for example?
Yeah, absolutely. The protocol for PTSD specifically was developed by one of our practitioners in 2005, so it's been in use for 10 years now. And we actually finally have some data on military patients showing that their PTSD scores come down by a third in 2 to 4 weeks in about 2 to 4 treatments. And it's just amazing to watch these people. We have hundreds of case reports. I train practitioners. They seem to be allergic to publishing case reports. So they would rather get somebody better than write a paper about it, which is just fine with me. But the use in emotional states is quite exceptional. If people are on Facebook, the frequency-specific microcurrent Facebook page, I had a Iraq vet who is a friend of my son's that came over on 4th of July night, and he's 5 years post, and he thought he was going to be okay, and he came over and he was shaking and having flashbacks, and he couldn't stop crying, and so we took him in the house, and we just ran what we call the concussion protocol, which starts with the frequencies to reduce nervous tension and emotional tension. And in 4 minutes, the shaking was gone. His face was normal color. He'd stopped crying. The concussion protocol takes 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And at the end of 30 minutes, he was fine. we sent him home with a unit to run the PTSD protocol because it runs for 2 hours. It takes 2 hours. And in chronic PTSD, we recommend that you run it twice a week for 2 to 4 weeks. Okay. And it's a commitment in time.
Oh, got to go to break. Sorry, Carol, I got to cut you off. I'm sorry.
Oh,
we'll
sure,
be right
no,
back.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
We'll be right back.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true, so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Encapsulations is committed to producing the most complete line of research-based nutritional supplements from fish oil to probiotics to multivitamins and more. Available through qualified health professionals and community pharmacists, finished products are pure and hypoallergenic to optimize the long-term health of all patients, even the most sensitive. With Pure Encapsulations, you can rest assured that you're getting the purest and highest quality nutritional supplements available. Ask a qualified healthcare practitioner about Pure Encapsulations today and discover why it's the supplement brand of choice for healthcare professionals worldwide. For more information, please visit www.pureencapsulations.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
And we're back with Limelight Radio. This is Mara Williams, and we're talking with Carol McMakin. Hi, welcome back. we were just finishing up with this person you knew with a pretty significant PTSD, and I had to cut you off. So can we talk about the timing for this particular protocol and what they need to do?
The PTSD protocol is usually run on an automated unit because it takes about 2 hours. So we usually just have the patient sit in a reclining chair and just kind of hang out. And the protocol runs for about 2 hours, twice a week. The major improvements appear to occur in the first 4 to 8 treatments. But at the end of the first treatment, they usually report less rumination, better sleep, less anxiety, less anger and upset. And so the outcomes are pretty standardized. You know what to expect. The biggest challenge is that when they start feeling better, if you've had PTSD for 4 to 8 years, when you stop feeling anxious or you stop ruminating or you stop having nightmares and flashbacks, you're not used to that. They literally, if that defines who you are to yourself, then you have to get used to the new you that you are when you get rid of those symptoms. It's the same thing with fibromyalgia, and I'm assuming it's the same thing with Lyme patients. When they get better, there is a existential crisis of sorts that is created by the fact that you're no longer sick, and it's like your brain and your social structure and your lifestyle and your expectations of activity and function, all of that changes if the treatment is effective. So you have to get used to the new you, and there is an adjustment period to that. So the microcurrent, the frequency protocols can help with that transition emotionally. We have data that shows that the concussion, what we call the concussion protocol, those sequences of frequencies increase serotonin. Well, serotonin is part of what makes you more flexible. So when you can quiet down the anxiety in the brain and improve neurotransmitter balance, it helps as you make those adjustments to who you are now. It's like, if you don't have Lyme disease, who are you? If you don't have fibromyalgia, who are you? Who are you now? And that is one of the steps to recovery. It's not just a matter of getting rid of the bug. It's not just a matter of getting rid of the pain. It's like redefining yourself.
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. And the other piece of that is that any traumatic experience, which obviously PTSD is what that is, any traumatic experience needs to be worked with, as well as the physical body. You know, it's that multi-level healing that is required. And I think people with chronic Lyme disease understand that it is a full worldview shift on every level of their being when they start to get better. So you're saying the concussion protocol, which is a very standard protocol that you absolutely run on everybody anyway before you start treatment, right?
Yep,
I mean, that's what
absolutely.
That's the first step. You do the concussion protocol so the body accepts the frequencies a little bit easier and treatment is more effective. So just using the concussion protocol, I know I had a couple of patients, they actually turned out they had underlying Lyme, but I didn't know it at the time. It was before I learned about Lyme, and they were having vertigo. And I would do a treatment, the concussion protocol treatment only, and the vertigo would go away, sometimes for a week, sometimes for 6 months, and they'd come back if it came back again, and it would go away again. So it's a really wonderful, wonderful protocol.
It is that.
It is. So this is something that every sports player should be doing after they play too, correct?
We have units with probably 200 professional and elite athletes around the United States and Europe. We have units with 12 NFL teams, 2 hockey, professional hockey teams, 2 professional baseball teams. So there are units in the sports world, and FSM in the sports world is one of the best kept secrets. There's professional golfers, there's tennis players, there's when somebody has a secret weapon. One of my football players signed, autographed his photograph for me and said, "Dr. Carroll, you are my secret weapon." And they keep us a secret. So that's fine with me. We just help them play better. That's our job.
Well, it's interesting to me that if they did FSM after a game on Saturday, I'm thinking football players now, because baseball players have so many games during the week, it's a harder thing to do. But with them, they play one game. Then if they do the FSM for whatever strain or strain they have and the concussion protocol, they could avoid cortisone injections and a lot of the other things that teams typically use for sports injuries, minor sports injuries, to get them playing again.
They absolutely do that. The players that have our practitioners as their therapists do exactly that. They run microcurrent. They run their FSM units in the ice tubs. They run them in the plane. So they get off the field. They go to the training room. They take the shower. They take their microcurrent, their frequency-specific unit, put it in a backpack, and they hook the gloves or the contacts up to themselves when the plane takes off. So it makes it really fun. So my job is to train practitioners. I teach seminars in the U.S. and Europe, and we have some instructors around the world. And so if FSM sounds like it would be useful or helpful to a patient that's listening, my request would be that they get the information about frequency-specific microcurrent to a practitioner that they like, that is skilled and competent and kind and thoughtful, and get that practitioner to either read the FSM textbook or take a course in person or on DVD. We have the course available on video. And let's get FSM spread around. Yeah. I really appreciate your enthusiasm for FSM and its usefulness in the patients that you're talking to.
To me, it's one of the most important adjunctive therapies that exists right now. With that, though, I'd like to let everybody know that you can reach Carroll at frequencyspecific.com. And she has on her website to find practitioners in your area. I need to wrap up now, but there are home units that can be purchased through people who carry them. So Carroll, thank you so much for coming on the show today. I really, really appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me, Mara. It was great fun.
It was. Okay, take care. Thank you, everybody, for listening.
Too.
Yep. So happy you listened today. Mm-hmm.